afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping you reclaim your divine heritage. This is a talk show, a call-in show, and I welcome your questions. You could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. I'm going to give you the number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we open the phone lines after the first break. And we'll take all your questions then. I do want to tell you about some up-and-coming events. We started the development circle last Wednesday, and this is 4 weeks in a row. And the next one is this Wednesday, October 6th. It's from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. And this week we're going to be talking about getting connected to your spiritual guides, getting connected to an animal totem. We all have different animal totems, and introducing you to that whole concept and what your animal totem is and how to call them in, and also nature guides and getting connected, reconnected with the five archangels. And then we also, on week three, we're going to building up confidence so you could feel confident in the messages that you receive. And we all receive messages. And how do you build up the confidence? And how do you read clearly from the third eye and up? A lot of people read from the second chakra, which is the lower energy. So we want to have a foundation of reading with the high vibrational energies. And then the fourth week we go to how to get messages through numbers, through animals, through the world of synchronistic events, and allowing you to let go, surrender, and allow you to work with different cards, crystals, all of that stuff. So it's 4 weeks. We still have a couple more weeks there. You can join a single class or all of them. We always had the first class already. That's when we did really went into protection and how to protect yourself. And that is all available on MP3. So all participants get an MP3 with that. We also have the class, a full-day class, October 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is the call to the class, The Key to Multidimensional Living, Meeting Your Shadow. And I'm really excited about this class because I talk about the wounded child all the time. And I talk, I've been saying how it is so important for us to get to know that aspect of ourselves. We all have that aspect. It's also called the ego. It's called the shadow, many different names. From young Carl Jung talks about the shadow down to Freud, and this is an aspect that blocks us from having flow, blocks us from having meeting people, relationships, money. And so the more you understand yourself and the more you understand that you have this aspect and are able to integrate it, the more you have flow in your life, the more you stand on an energetic foundation that allows you to have balance. So we really get down to what I call the nitty-gritties, meaning being able to identify your shadow traits, being able to how to see shadow traits in others, exercise to bring it out and then integrate, getting into the root causes of issues of why we still have old programs, then getting rid of those old programs. We're going to work with a lot of soul retrieval techniques, and there's how to open up your multidimensional sight, how to read energy, all these different things, and that is the full-day class, and that's, again, on October 23rd. This is in-person or via telephone. If you sign up early, by October 10th, you get an extra $22 off. And if you bring a friend, it's $25 off each. And so the faster you register, the more it costs less. And the class is $88 if you sign up early. So that is coming up soon. And 1010 is coming up soon, too. I want to get into that. We also have a class. It used to be the mentorship class. Now we're calling it the CEUs. And so this is the continuously evolving you and also universe. And this is once a month. We're going to meet on Tuesday, November 2nd, Tuesday, December 7th, and also Tuesday, January 4th for 2 hours. And this is where we get into open discussions. I'm going to talk about what's going on as far as the energy shifts that are happening and affecting all of us, microly, meaning yourself personally, and in your macro world, so that's friends, family, and also the earth, and how the energy shifts are actually profoundly affecting all of us throughout the universe. And so then we share. So those classes are fun, and people get a lot out of them, and so that's called the CEUs, and that's coming up in November. And we also have the gatherings, and that's the beginning of the month, every Friday, for 2 hours. We gather, either in person or the telephone, and again, we read what's going on, and then we share and give, I give readings to everybody as far as what issues that they're having, then we do attunements toward the end. So the next one is this Friday, and that is October 8th from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, and all the participants, again, get a MP3 of the class. And so if you missed it, if you're not available to attend, you can catch up with that, with the, with the MP3 or CD if you're a CD person. Most people are doing MP3s, but we do accommodate for the CDs. We also are having specials on the readings, so you can get an in-person or telephone reading $25 off this month of October. And we also are offering the remote readings. And the remote is where you can email me questions or issues you want me to look at. Or if you want me just to read your energy field, that's fine too. You just let me know that's the way you want to go. And we offer all different time slots. So we have 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and half hour. And that's where you receive a CD of the report of how I'm watching and seeing your energy flow. And also, this is a healing, a balancing. So when I'm reading your energy field, we also are intending to remove these blocks. This month in particular, we're giving a 10-minute reading off where you get $5 off. And also, you receive a Bach flower remedy that is made directly for your energy field. So it's going to help support you. That's normally worth $25, and so it's getting the reading for essentially $25. So that's the special we're doing, the extra special besides the $25 off the regular readings in person or via telephone. We're doing the remote readings. So if you wanted to give a reading a try and spend to the equivalent of $25, that's where you want to try it. And get free gifts with it. Those Bach flower remedies, a lot of people are loving those remedies. I also use the bush flower essences. So whatever one is better for your energy field with what your patterns are showing me, it does profound shifts. It works with our body, physically, mentally, emotionally. The essences are really making their way back. A lot of people are used to the, I have heard of rescue remedy. It's very, very popular. They even, people use it with animals and travel, and it's a wonderful a combination of essences, but I have all the essences, and so I look at your energy field, and again, I combine up to 7 different essences, which will support you physically, mentally, emotionally, to really help the work that we do to continue. So you get information, you get attunements, and you get exercises to continue, so with the reading doesn't stop when we stop our conversation, either remotely or in person, the energy continues. So that's what I like to do. I like to give gifts and tools for you to continue to support, to evolve, and to continue to clear your energy field. Because when it comes down to it, we're all energy beings. And so if we don't clear and recognize ourselves as an energetic being, that's when we get blocks. And we are coming up this week. We have the big 10-10, where a lot of people are around the world are gathering on October 10th, year 2010. And what's the big why are people talking about it? 10-10 is a portal, is a doorway. So the 10s are a master number. There's 10-10s, 11-11s, 12-12s. They're master numbers, so that means there's a collective energy around that mastery, meaning that it makes a doorway, a portal. So imagine all people all around the world on October 10th doing all sorts of ceremonies, gatherings, and they're anchoring in peace. They're anchoring in light and peace. And so you don't have to go to a gathering if it doesn't resonate with you. Just even taking the time to really work with that energy, that portal, that window that is open that whole day to anchor in your own light, to really clear out, make the intention to clear out old patterns, things that are blocking you, and to become the anchor of being able to turn up your light bulb, as I say a lot, the analogy of a light bulb, being able to turn up your wattage and really be able to burn off and clear out old patterns. Then when you do it, you radiate that light out to not only those people around you, but out to the universal grids. We're all connected. We're all profoundly connected. So when we work on ourselves, we shift all the grids, because that's, again, part of our interconnectedness. So there's really an energy pattern that people are going to feel it. And because this is a portal of being able to take accountability and responsibility of how we're directing our energy and to anchor light. When I look at the universal grids, imagine just looking at the earth and then seeing these beams of light. And when people do ceremonies, be it again privately or a group of people, it looks like that beam gets bigger, and then it looks like they hook together. It almost looks like a rainbow. And I'll watch the rainbows, and I'll watch more of those beams of light going on. And it's beautiful to watch. It's almost like if you ever went to the concerts where I was born in the 60s, so I was going to the concerts in the 80s. And whenever we liked what the band was doing, we'd do lighters. I don't think lighters are allowed anymore. But imagine all those lighters. We're just saying, we're up showing people that they were appreciated the band. That's what it looks like as an image when people start shining their lights. You got more and more lighters, or imagine the earth with people flickering their light. And so that's when we we do that, it bridges out and it connects to other people. So when we are shining our light, it helps those people that might be stuck in old patterns. It shows that it shines a light for them to be able to get unstuck from their patterns. And so we all are connected. We're all on this journey together. And so this energy of this weekend is really a good push for us to really to be proactive, to really take the steps to start looking at how we're directing our energy daily. When we could all have those moments in the morning when we could meditate and really put our intentions out there, put our wish list as far as when we're trying to attract stuff into our life. But then if we get in the car and somebody cuts us off and then we are swearing at the person and stuff, we've already canceled out our energy. Or simply, you could ask yourself, are you putting more static or chaos out into the universal grid? Are you putting more peace and flow? And then if you feel yourself getting into that static part, the name of the game is, how do you get yourself back into that alignment so you put out more peace, more flow, radiate out the energy of light versus, again, static. Everyone is responsible for how they run their own energy, and just by starting to take time to notice it. So many times we are so busy being human doings that we don't notice how much energetic pollution we're putting out of there. So it's a great time for us to become more aware, and awareness is the key, slowing down and really being able to review how you are putting that energy out there. And if you have a bad energetic hair day, like I call it, the name of the game is, again, taking accountability and responsibility. Pull your energy back and just really cancel out the staticky negative energy that you put out there. It just makes your life a lot more easier. It literally allows you to go back and to release yourself from old patterns, old programs that we put in. It's piercing through the veil. And we'll talk about that and more. We're going to our open phone lines. You listen to the Gary O'Connor Show. Back in a few.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds, and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
The world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we have opened the phone lines. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be taking your calls to the top of the hour. And Benny, speaking of calls, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a plan there. Carrie, let's head off to Kathleen. She's calling in from Shoreline, Washington. Sounds like she's had a number of projects falling through, and she wants to know what she can do maybe to keep them rolling and or maybe move on with some of them. Let's see what we can help out. Kathleen, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Benny. Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's going on?
Well, I feel like I've had some legal projects underway, and it feels like they're falling through, and that that there's sabotage going on, and I'm wondering if that's my imagination or if I'm on the right path, if I need to change something that I'm not aware of. I guess I'm calling in for some guidance because I really have been, what's the word? I feel bushwhacked.
Okay, bushwhacked, huh? The first thing I'm seeing is that whenever I see the earth behind somebody's energy field, that means to me outside influences. And I am seeing that on the corner of your right shoulder. So there is some outside influences that are set, that are going along with that saboteur energy. But it's not all of it because I see it like it, the energy is split down the middle. So part of it's like a saboteur energy. And also that earth sign, it has a thing to do with timing to me. So sometimes there's like a timing component where in the big picture, I mean, we don't see it when we're trying to work with something, but in the big picture, it becomes more clear as far as why things seem to be falling through. But it's for the, what I'm looking at in the long run, it's for the better for you, because I'm seeing this light at the end of the tunnel. And I also see you kind of having to go down this tunnel by yourself. And have you had to switch lawyers or had to get different people in on your case, or what's the deal with that?
Well, mostly that the cases that I've been working on and with didn't pan out how we had expected.
Okay. All right. That's what I can see with the switching. And are you working with two or did you have three cases going on and you switched down to two? Because I'm seeing that pea shell game where, you know, when the people say, guess where the pea is? And so I'm seeing things getting all shifted around. And whenever I see that, that's, again, a part of the energy of having to guess what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do, what is a waste of my energy, what is you know, it's like energetically having you hang up your foundational energies up in the air. And especially in the last couple of weeks, I'm seeing August, there's a real turning point with this. And so if you've had like your energy into two or three cases, I'm seeing three cases, so or like three different scenarios, then I see it going down to like one, moving the two out of the way. So if two is have been, if some of them have been like seem like you're fighting uphill, concentrate on the one that seems to be the biggest, the most of the issues of the heart is what I'm seeing, and then putting all your energy into that. And then I'm seeing you stand on the top of the hill where it feels like things are victorious, because all of a sudden I see this ball rolling down the hill, and that's my sign of things becoming easier. But I'm also seeing you taking like this big knife and cutting things in half. So that means to me clearing out getting down to the nitty-gritty, cutting out the corners where you can, and really get down to the bottom line is what the answer is. And has this been a long, drawn-out thing?
Yes, it's been going on for 3 years now.
Okay, all right. When I hear when people say get down to the nitty-gritty, have you been offered any kind of settlement, or what's that kind of, anything like that?
No, I haven't been offered a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't appear that it's a settlement. That's what I'm struggling with, is that things are disguised, and I, you know, I think I have eyes to see and ears to hear, and I end up interpreting it differently or
right.
going into fear when I'm confronted.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Well, that's when it comes down to, when I'm looking at your energy, Kathleen, especially from, here's the month of October, and August was a significant turning point for you. So think of over the next couple of weeks in particular, when I'm watching you with this, like, knife, think of it as like Archangel Michael's sword, where it's really cutting out the, getting down to the nitty-gritty, cutting out those things that have been blocked, and it's a time for opening flow, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, and that also wears that sword is like a form of protection with you, because I see Archangel Michael standing next to the right side of your shoulder, so when you feel supported and not being all by yourself, and especially when something's been long and drawn out, 3 years is a long time to have things drawn out, and really I'm watching you then weigh for the month of October is like the scales of justice. It's the Libra scales of justice, and I'm watching you weigh out what's worth my cellular tissue, my time, and my energy, and what's not worth it. And then I see you then take that sword and cut things out and cut things down. So that would mean to me getting down to the what I again call the nitty-gritty. Is this worth my cellular tissue? And get to, then I watch you with the it's like you're pushing this ball down the hill. So that means to me success when the things start rolling. That earth sign again means that part of it has to do with 3D time. Things, court cases just don't happen overnight. I hate to say it, I've heard of people that are in court for years. You know, my sister had a case that she was clearly hit by a drunk driver, and it went on for 5 to 7 years in the court system. So it's just kind of that kind of, that's what we have to expect when we're in those kind of deals. And it's the most important thing is not draining our energy when we're in these kind of situations, because they, it can be really draining our life force. So it's like how to stay present and how not to have, when I watch that big energy come in as far as that saboteur energy, part of it has to do with old patterns with yourself as far as any strong male energy. And it could even be, that could be females that are aggressive and assertive too. But any, when you feel that energy of the intimidation, I see you shrink down and then you feel like you're backed in the corner and then you're going to get into old patterns. So think of this period right now, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, to really look at things. Like if you were an observer or somebody else was hearing the situation and like a total stranger, or you were watching this whole scene as a movie and you weren't connected energetically at all to it, you were just observing it and you didn't have any attachment to the outcome, what would you be saying to the character that was on the movie? And that's where it comes into the sword of cutting things in half, really looking at the way things are going. But it also will allow you to have your energy stay more in the now and let the things roll as they can, as far as not losing life force when it comes down to delays that can happen in the court system, where you're not sitting there with your energy like in that fight or flight kind of posture, when it's just, that's just the way the court system is. It's like not losing your life force to that. And then I'm watching things clear up. It's like sometimes all of a sudden it's like a door opens up and things start rolling, and that happens a lot with cases where all of a sudden there seems like to be all these blocks and detours, and then all of a sudden things start rolling. So that's what I'm watching happen with you over the next couple of weeks. And October is significant. The door started opening in August, and the biggest part is for you to really stay in that present posture. When you feel yourself, your energy is tilted forward. So when we're tilted forward, it's like a garden hose. It gets all kinked up, and then we get all foggy, and then we start going down to old patterns, and our energy automatically goes into fight or flight. So your job is to stay like that garden hose, stay in the center, and that will also be able to help you see clearly what's going on, so you could feel like what decisions you have to make. What do I need to cut out here, and what is not worth it, and where do I want to put my energy into? Okay.
Okay, that is the hardest part. Is staying centered and not wanting to leave. Do you have an exercise or something that I could practice?
Yeah, you know what? If you email union1111@yahoo.com, I have a lot of different exercises that I give out for free. So just email my assistant Wendy and ask her for the energy exercises. Okay.
Union1111@yahoo.com. Thank you so much.
You're
Carrie.
Welcome. You're welcome. And we are going to our first break, and we'll be back again in a few.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor with open phone lines. The number 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do. Let's take Kim now. She's calling in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She's in the middle of a legal matter in a custody situation. Excuse me. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of it and help out. Kim, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, Benny. Hi, Kara. It's Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hanging in. Can I do my ad for you first?
Excuse me? Yeah, sure.
Okay. I have had several mini light stream healings. Is that what you call them? Remote balancing?
Remote readings. The remote readings.
Remote readings. 15 minutes, and they come with a CD recording, and it's wonderful. I've been listening to one of them, like, every day to kind of center and balance. Because it's obvious that there, the way you read my energy, there's a like a kind of a healing progression, and it's almost like, and I think it was probably a 15-minute one, but you talked for like 19 minutes, and it was really beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Kim.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm a
so
big
what's
fan.
Going on?
Okay, so specifically, what I wondered if you could help me with. The court has ordered supervised visitation, okay, with my ex for John, my son, okay? Mm-hmm. And the thing that enrages me the most is that they basically, I get this feeling they just want him to play nice and pretend it didn't happen, kind of, all the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we've got this doctor. He's the clinician who's supposed to evaluate whether they can actually have any supervised visitation.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid him, like, three times more than what somebody else in the community paid him. And, I'm just thinking, okay, and I heard kind of things that he wavered. Like, I if you could, like, help me get any kind of a handle on, okay, they're going to rule in my favor. They believe my son. It's going to go this, you know? I mean, he talked to me for 20 minutes the other day about something totally stupid, not related at all. A belligerent 14-year-old girl who didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to talk to her dad for some reason, but it had no connection to my son and no connection to the case.
Right.
I'm just like, yeah.
And explain to me again, you found out that he charged you three times more than he charges other people?
Yeah. Greed is understandable, Carrie. I can let that go. But and now it's like he's got at least 16 more hours to bill me in order to go through all that money.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
In order to earn it.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got a retainer. But now in order to earn it, he's got to work 16 more hours.
Okay.
It's okay. I mean, I don't care about the money, Carrie. I just want him to come up on my son's side so my son doesn't have to. You know what? John's got a developmental delay. He's like, well, maybe a policeman could be there if I have to see my dad. Or maybe he could be in the other room on a computer. Or maybe I don't have to get out of the car. And I'm like, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You know, and here's this man saying, well, maybe John should see his dad. You know?
And that's what the doctor said?
That's what the court ordered. The court ordered that there has to be supervised visitation.
Okay.
The doctor is supposed to evaluate whether my son is actually capable of supervised visitation.
Gotcha. Okay. When I'm looking at the doctor's energy, I'm seeing him as wishy-washy and even going into, he could even have a Mercury in Libra is what I'm seeing, or some Libra kind of energy. And, but when it comes down to the bottom line, especially if you keep him reined in and on track, I'm looking in his mind and he is registering stuff. I just saw an image of a lawyer when I was going through a divorce, and she used to tell me about all these different cases and stuff, and I was like, what about mine? I don't really, you know, care about this, and I'm watching the clock tick around. I'm hearing about all these other things. But meanwhile, she was calculating in her head. She was, like, doing two things at once, and she was just kind of like a mental chatter kind of person. So I'm just sharing that because I do see that there's a part of him that he can appear again, wishy-washy, kind of waver his energy going back and forth. He's got a lot of, there is a part of his energy that's very flexible, so that's good because that means to me that he's in touch with that feminine energy. His outlines could be a little bit more firmer, but he's very real asymmetrical and all chaotic. So there is a part that I'm also hearing slim pickings, so there's slim pickings around there. And so as far as the area that you're in, as far as with doctors to be able to come in the case, and so not top notch, but as far as he's also not detrimental either, because I do see that he is noticing stuff, or maybe noticing more stuff than you could be thinking that he's noticing, because I do see this part of his head where he is taking note of things, and it could even be the way he's and I'm when they have those TV shows where the detective acts like almost like Columbo, he acted kind of dopey, but meanwhile he was taking up all these notes. I keep on seeing those sort of analogies where it's not as it seems. It's not, you know what I mean, his everything isn't as it seems on the outside, but it's as far as how it comes around for you, it's more in your favor than against your favor. So if you got 16 hours less, I mean, more with him, I would rein him in when you feel like you have to rein him in, as far as bringing him back into John's energy in John's case. And I'd also, does he try to pull you into conversation, and do you have to speak to him? Because all of a sudden I saw tape going across your mouth. And so I would be mindful of, when you have to talk to him, but I would be, with that tape, I would be, pay attention to when you get an inkling that to maybe be quiet and just observe him, or observe what's going on with John Michael. That's what I was just looking at. What is the middle of October now? What is the middle of November? What is that? Is there anything with coming? Any kind of court things scheduled already?
No, nothing's coming up.
All right.
He's got to make a recommendation. He's got to eventually evaluate John to recommend yes or no whether or not he should be allowed, his dad should be allowed supervised visitation.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep thinking what they're trying to do is they're trying to set up Charlie so he will confess to these crimes, right, and go to prison.
Yeah.
And that's what I keep seeing. That's what I keep thinking. But it's like, okay, well, when, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I talk to a doctor and he wishy-washes around and I'm talking to him for, I think I'm going to be there 3 minutes and I'm there 25 minutes and he's not talking about my case. And I'm like, what in the world?
Right. Well, all of a sudden when I'm looking at the energy of November, it's closer toward Thanksgiving, like late teens, early 20s, I see this window or door opening. So that means to me an opportunity of that he could start doing the direction of putting his input in as far as his decisions. I'm following the energy of the, I'm watching this, it looks like a microscope, looking at Charlie. So you think that they're trying to catch him into doing action?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no, not doing action, into confessing, into telling the truth.
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Okay.
No, not be molesting, but
Right. No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Has anybody told you that?
No.
All right.
But that's what I think.
Okay. When I'm following that, that's where I see the microscope going down and looking at Charlie, and it's like way, way up in the ceiling. But it kind of, it's hidden. It almost looks like those, when people shoplift, you know, when they have those mirrors, those
deals. The doctor's rules, right. He has to videotape everything. This doctor videotapes everything.
Okay.
So he
okay,
has to videotape Charlie
John. Yep. Okay. Okay. That could be the, that what I'm seeing as far as the everything's under the microscope and all of those kind of deals. Bottom line, as far as timeline, when I get into the third week of November, I see a door opening, a crack, and it looks like it's slow at first, then it gets bigger and bigger. So that would mean to me, as far as a crack in the case of things opening up, him, the doctor, making more of a decision. And think about it's already the first week of October, so I know that could sound like a long time. 4 to 6 weeks, but there's that's what I'm watching for, to have some sort of solid case, because when I look at the energy of that him being able to catch Charlie and his lies of confessing, that Charlie is either very consciously aware that there's a microscope over his head or that he's being very mindful about what he's doing, so as far as confessing, you know what I mean? So because it's like I'm watching him looking at the ceiling, so he could either be paranoid about it, being very mindful, so it could take a while for him to be comfortable visiting your son underneath those circumstances before he starts to, you know, kind of mess up or feel comfortable enough where he, you know what I mean? So, and if you think that in the big picture, as knowing that he's getting protected in the sense of that he can't be alone with them, and that this could really get the ball rolling once and for all, and having Charlie confess and all that stuff, that 4 to 6 weeks isn't, I can't say that. You know what I mean? It's just
no,
like
it's not. You're right.
As the magnifying glass comes down more, and just watching that, Charlie is, again, very aware of it. Could have even had a heads up with it as far as somebody on the outside could say, be mindful of what you say and all of that kind of deal. But the energy does open. Yeah. Definitely. He definitely heard that as far as I see his ear getting bigger. So that means that there's an awareness with him that is conscious, that he is being mindful as far as what he's saying. And I'm seeing his tongue, especially through the summer, was all like tied up where he wasn't easy to flap it. So the more he gets into the being comfortable part, then I see his tongue getting untwisted. So that would be his sign of being able to be able to confess and get everything, bring light to the whole subject for once and for all, and having closure for everybody, for yourself, for your son, and to being able to feel that sense of freedom. Okay,
Kim? Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're
that
welcome.
Was really beautiful.
Okay.
Have a good
day. Thank you. You have a great day. Okay, bye-bye, hon.
Thanks, Kim, and good luck to you with the legal matter. I know it can be a battle with the custody situations on both sides of the plane, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. A couple of minutes left. Let's go and run off to back to Seattle here locally. We have Maria dialing in. She's having some back issues, Carrie. We're wondering if it could be related to some bad energy around it. We're not quite sure. Maybe you can hone in on it and help her out. So,
alrighty.
Yeah, Maria, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you. Hi, Carrie, and thank you. I had a recent separation from my job, and I don't know if it's just releasing all the pent-up energies and so forth, but I've been trying to do some focused breathing to help release how my butt, my back feels so crunched up and tightened, and I'm just wondering, is there some outside energy that could be a part of contributing to this that I'm not aware of that I need to release more, or do you see anything in my energy field that needs to go?
Yeah, when I go to the back of your energy field, it looks like one of those fanny packs, you know, those things that people carry around. And it looks like you're, it's holding right above where you, usually have your waistband. It's like right above that. It's almost like mid-back. And when I look into it, it has two cords that go on the outside. So that means to me outside influences. Actually, it goes to a girl and a guy. And it goes way in the back in the past. So whenever we have things that are jarring to our foundation, and that would go back beyond the job, it would go back to your foundational energies, it shakes up our roots. So it definitely has outside influences. And there's these two big cords that go to a male energy and a female energy, and it's, way in your past. And so think of they represent anywhere, Marie, where you've had a sense of betrayal, and especially like a surprise betrayal, a surprise sudden attack is actually what it is, or that you don't feel supported. One is surprise sudden and a sense of betrayal. The other one is not supported. And so, and then this is where you have an opportunity to clear out and really energetically feel that support from within yourself. It's like when we have our core energy expand from the inside out, no thing can come around and pull the rug out underneath us, because we have a strong foundational core energy. So that's what I'm seeing you being able to develop and actually expand, because I see this beautiful, looks like rose flowers opening up in petals, that you're standing in the center and the leaves are really going around you and really doing this blossoming kind of period. So think of this as part of a cellular release, literally. I also see roses as a part of forgiveness. So it's a real time of forgiveness, letting go, loving self, nurturing yourself. And that fanny pack thing has, even if you visualize that you are undoing it and just throw it down into the earth, or if you could work with the element of fire, literally be around a fiery chimera or a fireplace, and just really take your hand behind your back or wherever you're feeling pain and just gather it and put it in the fire, you're clearing your energy field. And fire is a really good transmuter. And also go into your stomach, because when I look in your stomach, I see all these spaghetti wires that are look like loose spaghetti that has to do with more than the job. This is going right to third chakra, self-esteem, self-force, to the subconscious. Extend your nails out like you have. Your nails are 10 to 12 inches long. Go into your energy field. Go into your abdomen and pull out. And if you feel and rub around your abdomen, this is for everybody, you'll start all of a sudden to feel a ball that will be tighter than your regular abdomen. That ball is a blocked energy, frozen energy. And go in and take those nails and then just throw it out and put it in the fire. If you're not around the fire, just put it into the earth. It'll really clear out. It's called psychic surgery. And it works, and that's what we do. That would be very helpful for you. And I'm also, your energy is pulling me right to the back. As soon as I cleared out your stomach, you brought me to the back of your heart. And so then I see you standing there from 3 to 5 years old. So it's really learning to love that little girl within yourself. I just heard my cue as far as the music, but yep, clear. You do those techniques and it'll help you. And we're going to go to, you're welcome, hon. We'll go to our last break of the day. You listen to the Caracon Show. Be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour doing phone reading. So why don't we go to the phone?
All right, Carrie, let's stay locally, actually, here in Seattle. We have Sandy now calling in. She wants to know where her career is going currently. She's not really in the one she wants. I think a lot of us really think the same. For me, I'm pretty cool. But when I finish, I might want to start something else. But, you know, that's just to keep my mind right. So anyway, Sandy, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Gary. Quick question. I'm in a career, like he mentioned, but I feel like I need to be doing more, maybe contributing to society a little different way. And I'm feeling kind of blocked as to which direction. Wondering if you might have some insight to that.
Okay. More, you were kind of in and out. More human services, did you say?
I don't really know what direction. I just want to give more to society a little bit. I think I should be doing something different than I am now.
Right, okay. All right, that makes sense. And are you already doing volunteer or doing some sort of, volunteering, any kind of, I've seen you on some sort of, you don't do phone line, like Jerry Lewis phone lines. All of a sudden I saw you on a phone line thing. I used to, when I lived out in California, we do fundraisers, and I'd be one of the people answering the phone for give back. I just saw this image of you doing that, and it's, I didn't see it as a career. I see it as an pay attention to opportunities where you can go and do it. Like, it's all about meeting and greeting people is what it is, because you're entering the two period where, think of over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, into the next 2 months. It's about stepping out and into connecting with synchronistic events, connecting with people that can lead you to the next place. And if you're connecting, you're making bridges is what you're doing. We're literally reconnecting with old soul group people that can feel like really familiar and like a an instant connection. And pay attention to what when I see fingers pointing and bridges, that means directions that people could be sending you in. So you could be at your hairdressers and they talk about, hey, did you hear so-and-so is going on? There's a big fundraiser for this. And then you could go to that event and all of a sudden there's all these other people there that are bringing you to another event and another event. And so it's like get your jogging shoes on and start going to those places, those things that that can be very surprising. And I have to tell you, I keep on seeing this event that I was with my ex-husband now, and I normally wouldn't be one of those phone answers, but it was part of his job thing, so I kind of went as a drag along, but I met several people there that were very significant and really helped me in my career. So I keep on seeing that event happening to you. So it's not to talk about myself, it's about doing things that could be a stretch for you, doing things that is really out of your comfort zone, but it's more about, again, meeting people, and you're going into the arena of meeting of people, of service with people, any kind of, alternative fairs, any kind of volunteering, that kind of deal. It's like meet and greet time, especially, again, over the next 2 weeks, next 2 days, next 2 months. And then you get a solid ground on what direction you want to go into, because there's many, many directions in the whole human service place, especially this is where we're evolving to bring it into a whole new earth. And so there's many, it's like you're tasting all the different appetizers and you're getting a taste of where you want to put your direction into. And so So get out there. That's what the main thing is. Get out there and pay attention, especially those things that come in synchronistically. And if it's a stretch, go for it, especially something that is out of the blue, that kind of lands in your lap, that could be a real stretch for you. And especially if it involves with any kind of picking up some sort of kind of phones, or it could even be that you have to call people to ask for some sort of donations, and it's not necessarily that that's what you're going to be doing. It's all about the connection and meeting with the people. All right? Because I do see you making that leap of going into, I call it the yellow-green area, where it's like anchoring in part of the new age, new world, alternative healing, alternative helping, and that becoming your new career. So this is the meeting and greeting kind of stage, and making the connections, okay?
That makes total sense. Thank you so much.
Very good. Very good. You have a great day, Sandy. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right. No, I'm back. Sorry about that, Carrie.
I was going to say, and I'm going to...
Nope.
Sing a little song.
Yeah, you should. This is your opportunity to be like America's Next Got Talent. You know what I mean? All right, we're going to finish things up today with Kim. She's calling in from Winter Haven, Florida. That's near Orlando. She had a question about her fifth chakra. It's an issue around her mouth. Let's see if we can help her out. Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Oh, hi, Carrie.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. I wanted to know what the energy was, because this is kind of an ongoing, and I've been clearing a lot of things around it, and it's kind of flared up again. I know we're all moving stuff now, more intensely than normal.
Right. You know, Kim, the first thing you bring me right down to your mouth, and I go right to the, I see you holding on, and it looks like I'm in a, I'm going on those tunnels like amusement park ride, and it's all red, and it's all like it has like a darkened red. So think of that as way in the past, and it's the red is even root chakra connection with the throat chakra, and but it really, I see you holding on. It looks like you're standing in a circle, and you're holding on to the circle almost for dear life. And you know those things where they spin people? I think they're in carnivals where they have the girl on this thing, and they spin her, and then they throw knives at her. It's like odd scenes that I'm seeing, but whenever I see something that has to do with amusement parks, circuses, that's like the game of life. But what I'm looking at with you is where there's you're holding on to where it feels like you're being stretched. It's almost like a torture chamber thing where your arms are up. You're doing the V posture. Your arms are up and your legs are separated the V, but it's not the posture that I talk about by doing the Victoria posture. It's more of being feel like I'm getting pulled apart, that kind of energy. The way you pull me way, way in the back, I know that has to do with past life things, and you could literally be releasing past life torture that had to do with medieval times, because I'm seeing very different artifacts. But the main theme here is being stretched, being sacrificed, and being like a sense of being tortured and sacrificed. And so really having your body released in any direction or space of time that has to do with sacrifice, that you are sacrificed physically, mentally, emotionally, and really forgiving those that have sacrificed you before. So, and again, it doesn't have to be physical human sacrifice, but any kind of thing like that would really help release that, because it's the first place you brought me. And it really even hurts my whole neck when I tap into it. And I just see this like a place where you want to scream. So anything where you could sing to get that energy going. Any kind of singing, humming, that kind of deal will really help you. All righty?
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a lovely day. Lovely weekend.
You too.
Or week. New week. Beginning of the week.
You too.
I think we're at the end of the show. And I'm going to just say, may you align with the divine. I'll be back next week. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.